Welcome back to the Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Joining us now is Sherry Ireton, Communications Director for the Snohomish County Sheriff's Office. You came on really short notice. I really, really appreciate it. Huge, huge, I think, drug bust today. I want to thank everybody up there for that. And tell us what you found and who you found.
Well, this was a two-year investigation, so a lot of people had a lot of hands in this taking down this drug trafficking operation. Back in 2016, we learned that there were a couple of Mexican nationals traveling to the Snohomish County area that we believed were trafficking drugs. Through the years, we were able to identify two key players, two males, who were basically in charge of the whole operation here in Snohomish County, trafficking heroin, meth, fentanyl-laced pills, and other illicit substances. When they would arrive, they would work with drug couriers who would travel into the county and obviously do the sales on the street kind of thing. So we put in two undercover detectives that were able to infiltrate the operation. They did such things as purchasing heroin and meth and confirming that the two people we believed were in charge were indeed the leaders of the operation. In November, when those two leaders were here in the country, we were able to arrest them. And then earlier this month, we were also able to arrest an additional three of their drug couriers while they were here in the country. So over the 2 years, we've arrested 10 suspects. And in this last arrest, we took 13 pounds of heroin, 14 pounds of meth, 3 pounds of cocaine, and about 4,000 fentanyl-laced pills off the streets.
What kind of money does that represent if they were to go out and sell that, Cherie?
Oh, we're talking up into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not edging into a million. And just to give your listeners an idea, this is just a drop in the bucket of what they had trafficking in and out of this county every day.
Cherie Ireton's with us with the Snohomish County Sheriff's Department Communications Director. How are they getting into the country?
That I don't know. We were just focusing more on we're the local arm of the investigation. Yeah. We did work with the DEA and the FBI, so we had some federal partners as well.
Did the DEA and FBI determine whether they are legally in the country?
My understanding is that several of them did have visas and were coming in legally. Mm-hmm. As to all of them, that I don't know.
Yeah. So you don't know if any of them were illegal?
That I don't know. That would be questions for the federal partners.
Sure. How dangerous is it for cops to go undercover with a cartel? I can't imagine anything more dangerous, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the suspects in this case have a lot to lose if they're caught. So, some of the things that were seized included an AR-15 assault rifle and a stolen handgun. So there's a lot of weapons involved, a lot at stake, a lot of money. So it is very dangerous. And it was a pretty sophisticated operation, so it says a lot to the detectives and the task force for being able to infiltrate it, stay on top of this investigation for a couple of years, and bring in the top leaders other than just a couple of street-level dealers.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I'm so thankful that we're, cracking down on this. Now, the cartels, do they work with gangs in our area as enforcers, or do they bring their own people in? And can you talk to the actual cartels they represent?
I don't know which cartels the suspects represented and what ties they may have had with local gangs. I think that's a pretty complex question I'd have to answer another time.
Well, and a lot of this information is just coming out. Look, I don't want to, Sherry Ireton's with us at the Snohomish County Sheriff's Department. I don't want to put you in a position to answer something you'd see as a political question, but I have to ask it because I think that this is more policy-based. I have to believe that the degree to which some of the politicians here have made the decision to allow people to carry larger amounts of heroin and meth with them without getting busted, I have to believe that that draws people who want to sell drugs into our area. And I got to believe maybe that policy, does that put our officers at risk at all?
So I can't really address the policy issues, but I can tell you that dealing with the trafficking of drugs in Snohomish County is something that's been around for years. It's something that local law enforcement takes incredibly seriously. Yeah. And any of those drugs, we want to get off the street, no matter what the amount.
Yeah, and I wish we had the same theory in King County, which is different from Snohomish County. Can you give the officers our absolute thanks? And I mean, the whole department, but for the folks who put themselves undercover in this way, you probably can't disclose who they are, but I got to imagine they have families. And now these guys, and men and women, for all I know, are home Christmas time. And just thank the Lord they're safe, Sherry.
Oh, well, thank you. And I just want to make sure I put a shout out to, it's not just the sheriff's office that is involved in the drug task force here in Snohomish County, but several other law enforcement agencies as well. And we do get a lot of support from the FBI. So a lot of good people come together to do this really tough work.
Yeah, we have an FBI, a retired FBI agent who listens to my show. His name is Gigi, and he always likes to call out the fact that there's a lot of hardworking people in the field. So put the national politics thing aside, and remember, we've got a lot of FBI people putting their lives at risk here, too. Thank you so much for coming on short notice, and Merry Christmas to you, Sherry.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right, thank you.
It's Todd Herman on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.